welcome everyone to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan, California.
Those are in the sanctuary. Those are outside underneath the pavilion. And those are listening over the internet. We welcome you to our worship service. And we pray that while you're here, you might experience the power, the love, and the comfort that only God's Word can give each one of us. The scripture of the month is also found in our bulletin in Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. The scripture says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Amen. Amen. And that's the reason we're here today, to worship our Lord and Savior. Now, let us continue to sing and praise our Lord with Madeline Prater at the piano and myself leading the songs. And our first song today is going to be number 83. First and last stanza, please. Turn in your hymnals to 83. So much. Let us continue praising our God with number 91. 91. First and last stanza, please. Once again for praising our Lord, and let us turn now to number 195, first and last stanzas, please. 195, if you'll please stand for the singing. much, and please remain standing, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Wayne. I think it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? And what a blessing it is that we can celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that it is a historical event. It's not a myth. It's not just, you know, a day of care and compassion, but it is a day in which Jesus Christ entered into our world, and the whole purpose for his coming was the cross. That was his sole purpose, and what a blessing it is that he has come. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace and your mercy. We stand in awe of your joy and peace, that the Spirit of Christ would be upon us and over us to draw us unto yourself and to encourage our hearts to seek out after you. In you, O Lord, we have life and hope. We have wisdom and peace. Lift us up, O Lord, and strengthen us to do your will and abide by your commandments, that the joy of the Lord would fill us, would strengthen us, and would help us to do what is right according to your will. And Lord, in Psalm 25, it reminds us to remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. And so, Lord, we seek to remember your tender mercies, your loving kindness, and we pray for your mercy and kindnesses upon us as well. There are many around us who need your help and need your life, your presence, and your strength. We lift up to you, O Lord, the people of Bethel and those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there would be within them a reviving strength and a passion for you, that the knowledge of Jesus Christ would increase more and more, first among your people, and from the knowledge and in the lives that your people live, it would spread out to the neighbors around us, that they would hear of your transforming power and they would encounter the reality of your love through your people, and that they would rejoice in your presence and in the grace that they encounter. And Father, I pray for this country. It has turned its back upon you, and it is in so great a need of you. Lord, we are operating in many ways. It seems like a country without a conscience and without a care. But Lord, you are powerful, and you can overcome the chaos. You can overcome the anxiety and the issues and the errors of the ways of this country and turn us again to you. Our need, Lord, is for you. So we pray for calmness and peace. We pray for your truth to expand and to cover this country and our regions, and to help people to see and realize that they are answerable to you, and that you have promised to grant peace, and you have promised to grant forgiveness and life to all who come by faith to Jesus. Father, we pray for those needing your healing power and your comforting touch. There are many who have this COVID-19 disease or labeled with it, and we pray that you would lift them up and give them strength to rejoice in you and to turn to you, to come to you. We pray for our sister Lil, as she has low blood platelets, that you would touch her body and give her strength. We pray that you would be with Christina Ida and her uncle Dennis, who's had suffered a second stroke, and that you would bless recovery and strength to his body, and more importantly to his soul, in your presence to rejoice in you. And we continue to pray for our sister Judy Mordecai, and we're encouraged to see, who had broken her hip, and we're encouraged to see that she is beginning to get a better and to move around well. We pray for your hand of protection upon her. We lift up to you Abigail Concha, who is facing surgery on December 9th, and we pray for the family, for your peace and calmness to just cover the family, for your strengthening spirit and your healing power to be over them. Lord, I pray for those that are dealing with cancer, for Karen and Tarcisio, for Rick, for your touch upon their bodies, and encourage your spirits to look to you and to rejoice in your love and in your glory. We thank you for our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, who write to us from time to time, who listen to us regularly, and we rejoice to hear that they are doing well and that you would continue to bless them with strength and vitality in their life, to rejoice in the Lord more and more each day, and to praise your holy name. We pray for wisdom, Lord, as we seek to see how we can open up and be able to restore services and restore activities, a morning prayer and the morning singings and Bible studies and afternoon classes and evening services. Lord, guide us into your wisdom on how to accomplish that in a way that honors you, glorifies you, and encourages the people to seek to grow in the wisdom and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for our family friend, Lorena, a family friend, has gone to be with the Lord. And so we pray for the family, for your comforting spirit and your divine presence to be upon them, to encourage them, Lord, to look to you and receive strength. We pray for the churches and the pastors who are in conflict over the many shutdown orders and the extreme imbalance shutdown orders, that, Lord, that you would rise up within your people that desire to seek you first, to place you first in all things, to know that you have everything and to control. We need to honor you and praise you and serve you with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And Father, I pray that you would be with our missionaries that are throughout this world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila of Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices in Gilroy, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them with your spirit. Encourage them to bring forth the testimony of Christ to build up your church. And we pray for the offering that we receive and pray that it be used to bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to expand his kingdom and to spread the gospel. We pray that you would bless those who listen and support the work of ministry, whether they're listening over the sanctuary, whether they're listening over in our, out in our pavilion area, whether they're listening over the internet or over CD, that you would bless them and encourage their hearts to seek after you and to rejoice in your presence and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. Today we're going to be finishing up our study in the book of James. Pastor has been giving us instructions there for many weeks now. Today we're going to be studying from James chapter 5, verses 19 through 20. And if we'll please stand for the reading of God's word, that's James chapter 5, 19 and 20. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. May God bless the reading of his word, and let us continue to stand for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we once again enter into your Holy of Holies. We enter into your holy throne room. We enter into your very presence only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for one reason: to exalt you, to praise you, and to give you all the glory for creating the heavens and the earth and all that is in them for yourself. Father, it is clear a fight is going on for the soul of our nation. This isn't a war fought with guns and airstrikes. Our war isn't even against people. It's against spiritual forces of darkness. Father, your word tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Wars of this kind are only won on our knees. Father, your word tells us also in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people." Yes, Lord, righteousness does exalt a nation, not the boastful pride of man or his progressive lifestyle or quick-talking politicians who present themselves as the solution for the world, but you are that solution. Righteousness, Lord, yes, righteousness is what we need. Oh Lord, let your righteousness rain down on us and spring up from within every home and every community in our land and expose all the evil corruption, especially in our election process at this time, and may they be brought to justice. Father, calls the false prophets, the unclean spirits, to depart from our land. And Father, may you fight against all nations that are against us. Father, sweep across this land and reveal yourself like never before. Let the world know that you are the only living God. And Lord, now we come to think of this season of your son being born, you might say in a stinking stable in Bethlehem, but you came for us. And we thank you, Father. There will be many gifts given at Christmas time. And Father, there's not a greater gift than the gift of salvation among those who don't know you. And we pray, Lord, today they might hear the gospel and confess their sins and come to know you. And Father, bless all the hearers of your word today, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.